KQED.
When the 113th Congress convenes in January, there will be 31 Latino lawmakers. That includes 4 new members from California and 9 Latino women. This contingent is the largest in American history, which could put more energy into addressing issues of particular interest to Latino voters. But if you think their legislative agenda begins and ends with immigration reform, think again. Alex Padilla is president of NALEO, the National Association of Latino Elected and Appointed Officials. Padilla is also a Democratic state senator serving the San Fernando Valley. Senator, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
How much, if at all, do you find that California's Latino lawmakers speak to issues differently than Latino lawmakers from other states? Are there instances you can think of where the differences are significant?
I think California lawmakers have a unique advantage in being sort of a glimpse towards the future. For a long time, it's been said that so goes California, so goes the rest of the nation. When it comes to public policy, that's certainly been the case. But I think given the size of the population in the state of California, the diversity of the population in the state of California, take an issue back in 1994, Proposition 187 was considered to be a very hostile measure towards the immigrant community, towards the Latino community in California. It took nearly 20 years for the same dynamics to play out again in the Arizonas, the Alabamas, the Georgias, the Utahs of the nation. Hostility, the tension that has surrounded the immigration debate amongst others, I think is unfortunate, but it's only temporary. I think if California is a case study at all, it'll show that we'll one day this too shall pass, and we will move in a direction where the dialogue is much more constructive and productive on immigration issues, on education issues, on workforce issues, on health issues, and the Latino community will have a part in that leadership.
I know it must bother you on some level to have people look at Latino elected officials and instantly think that all you're worried about is immigration and to presume your point of view on that. Talk about one area of policy that your members are fired up about that might not be such a predictable or perhaps stereotypical issue.
Well, it's a little frustrating at times when people just assume that all Latinos care about are immigration issues and bilingual education. Those issues are important, not just for the Latino community. They should be important for everybody. But those are not our only areas of concern. Take energy, for example. In California, we have pretty ambitious alternative energy and renewable energy goals, both for the stability of our electricity system, but also out of interest for public health. Cleaner technologies that reduce emissions are good for the disproportionately impacted working class communities throughout the state. I think that's an example where representatives coming into the 113th Congress from states across the country representing Latino voices, that's an area where most people wouldn't assume that they have a lot of interest in, but indeed we do. And so the new tone that we hear in Washington of cooperation and compromise, if we can achieve comprehensive immigration reform in the first half of next year, I hope it's one of the long list of boxes that we will check in the same bipartisan fashion.
Alex Padilla is president of the National Association of Latino Elected and Appointed Officials. He is also a Democratic state senator. Alex Padilla, thanks for talking to us.
Well, thank you for having me and for the interest.
I'm Joshua Johnson. More news online at kqednews.org.